eloquent skies, sorcery, inscribed clouds. It all begins with a painted blue sky broken by clouds in one of the most important Pombaline churches in Lisbon. The vast painting is, in its entirety, a surprise, a charm, and a synthesis. The last work by the Portuguese-Swiss artist Michael Biberstein, 1948-2013, invites us to gaze upon a utopian, dreamlike firmament which asks each of us, believers and agnostics alike, for spiritual recognition, and seduces us with its powerful trans-contemporary air. The ceiling of the Santa Isabel Church, a note of timeless modernity in a sacred 18th-century space, offers itself up so that we might discover through the painting both the sonority of undulating free forms and, rather more arcane, the fringes of an incantation that has been sorely needed through time, before time. We are in the world of that natura naturans that 16th century artists and theoreticians noted on the agenda of the creative act, thinking about plural meanings of globalization. In that light, the false sky spanning the church's main nave is also, in its very structure, a work of synthesis, one of the final feats of the architectural genius Carlos Mardel, 1695-1763, which imposed conditions on the painter from the outset. That timeless marriage was wise and the scenographic spectacle dazzling. The result has a flavor of the naked words that silence wears, as in the poem by Ramos Rosa, and invites us to follow, unimpeded, those dense blue skies broken by clouds. With Biberstein, poetry and painting went hand in hand. The sorcery of the clouds gathering in chiaroscuros that challenge the opacity of the shadows reveals itself obsessively in this painting of dreams interwoven with entanglements, supernatural at times, that make the ceiling of Santa Isabel Church, the church that lacked a sky, as someone wrote, a challenge resolved with audacious wings. On a much smaller scale, Biberstein's canvases produced in the borderlands of the Alentejo region, in his studio in the town of Alandroal, in the lands of the Lusitanian god Endovelicus and endless greenish-blue strolls amid places of mystery such as the river Lucifesit, Terena, were created to seek out the path of the clouds and in harmony with the pores of Mother Earth. They are often masterpieces of infinity, of eternal waters in shades of gray and green, in search of the root of the seven seas. The painter familiarized us with a sublime discourse around secrets hidden in the clouds. Looking carefully at his uninhabited landscapes, I always felt that there must be a key, something coherent, that links these canvases to other creative sagas. And I recall the powerful outre-noir of Pierre Soulages, 1919-2022, and, even further back in time, the flame that flickered through the English romantics John William Mallory Turner, 1775-1851, and John Martin, 1789-1854, and the German Caspar David Friedrich, 1774-1840, even going back to the 17th century and the dreamlike landscapes of the Fiammingo Paul Brill, 1556-1626, and the fires painted by the Portuguese Diogo Pereira, circa 1600-1658. These references are enticed by an eternal ephemerality that allows us to sense both inexorable finitude and the pulsing of auras, in subtleties of foam and light on the path of that sublime to which all arts aspire. For me, Biberstein's painting is on intimate terms with the stirring of twilights and the announcement of fair weather to follow the deluge, a sorcery that comforts and challenges, in sublimities formed of touches of paintbrush, paints, light, fire, embrace, sweat, love, signs, a barometer of primordial things. Delphine Sardo described a creative process that aims to slow down our perception in the face of the constant whirlpool of images. I would also emphasize the aura-related ruminations of those able to dialogue with clouds, which brings to mind a poem by Herberto Helder in Amortissem Mestre, Porto Editora, 2014, which speaks of kneaded bread and fire, which are anchors of poetry painting. I wonder if writing a poem isn't a bit like making bread. Bread that you take out of the oven and eat while it's still hot between the lines. One of these days I see that I'll never stop. My hands suddenly full. The world is just fire and baked bread. And fire is what gives the world the foundations of form. Long bread in French lands. Short bread now in these salty kingdoms. At the height of his abstract expressionism, Mark Rothko, 1903 to 1970, admired Turner, whom he regarded as the romantic who opened the doors to modernity, and he paid ironic tribute to him in 1966 when, visiting an exhibition at the Museum of Modern Art in New York, he reputedly said, "This man Turner, he learnt a lot from me." And because the opposite must be absolutely true, I think that, if he wasn't so modest, Biberstein could have said the same, in his search for the imperceptible absolute. These paintings are on first-name terms with liberty, utopia, discovery, desire to know more, starting with the foam of the skies. In this foam, the painter uses raw colors and impermanent creases as a personal path. Perhaps the condition of freedom is this elimination into white that will make possible the nudity of a beginning, the splendor of the new, said Ramos Rosa in the poem Eis a calda pagina sem constelações in the book Gênesis seguido de constelações, 2005. The tones might be orchard greens, white and cloud gray, glittering reds and pinks, sky blue torn with lights, Blue Shift 2009, for example. Permanent steps in daring gestures, tones of rebirth. Text by Vitor Serão.